I've read your, with one exception, I've read your biographical papers on the early Quakers, and I have great difficulty in arranging them on the scale between 0 and 100. They represent a very even result on the part of your effort, which and a satisfactory level of performance. I'll return them in due course, but I want to read them all over again before I do so. I take it most of you will be here Friday and maybe on Wednesday. And I shan't be able to read them between 3:30 and 5:30 this afternoon. I don't know that you need any further instructions when you're coming, but Mrs. Cadbury is expecting you, and we've asked the Hares and the Bronners to help look after you.
This is a tuxedo and floor-length dress affair.
What is it?
Tuxedos and floor-length dresses.
I don't get it, I'm sorry.
Tuxedos.
Tails, tuxedos, and floor-length dresses.
How formal are we supposed to dress?
Oh. Whatever you think appropriate. I don't expect to put on bad rags. It won't be entirely a stag affair, I might say that. About your papers on Friday, again, I'm sorry to say that I haven't yet made contact with Mr. Bronner, who took them for me and then went away for the weekend. But I'll try to pay attention to those also in due course. One other apology I have to make, and that is that I don't have enough copies of the list of subjects for the next paper. I have a few here which you can look at, and perhaps only those of you that want to use the spring holiday will want to start on. If you do, by Wednesday I hope to have a copy. It's a very similar assignment. It is a list of later Quakers, people that belong to the 19th or 20th century, and in a way those papers will get ahead of our lectures and reading, but some of you want to look at them. There's a long list here, and I'll leave these here to look at, but I don't have enough copies for you all to take away.
When will this paper be due?
Well, that I'll decide after the holiday, or before the holiday, but not for 2 or 3 weeks after the holiday. I think you had 3 weeks the last paper I gave you, and I don't think this will be any more difficult. Perhaps more interesting because contemporary. Your papers on the earlier Quakers seem to me to show at least a discrimination between the man you are writing and the general run of Quakers. And I had the advantage of reading no two papers on the same person. And therefore, it gave me a perspective again of what was common in this group of early friends. I make some other suggestions on the papers from the